The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, I'm not sure if you've seen this video on the campaign trail. It's of Micheál Martin eating an apple tart, and one of his Fianna Fáil colleagues in it suggests that his reputation for healthy eating will have gone out the window. He also actually has a reputation, for people who don't know, of being a real green tea aficionado, apparently for his health as well. But is it actually any healthier? What about all the other ranges of tea that are available? Should we just be sticking with our builder's tea, for example? Somebody who knows the answer to these questions and more, Jenna Logan, who is the resident tea sommelier at Clement and Picot. Jenny, you're very welcome to the show.
Thanks a million for
joining us. So this can be very confusing to people, the kind of the range of teas and the health benefits claimed.
Yes. First of all, I think we need to make the distinction immediately. When we talk about green tea, we are talking about a tea that is a legitimate tea in the sense of anything that comes from the Camilla sinensis plant is considered tea. So black tea, which we're all familiar with, green tea, which, yes, does have a lot of health benefits attached to it. And then, of course, other kind of wilder teas like oolongs or pu'er, white teas. Those are also teas because they're all from the required plant.
Who are these phony teas then masquerading?
Well, we won't call them phony teas, but they aren't technically teas in the sense
this
that...
is the tea version of oat milk and things that
are
not really
bit,
milk.
Yeah, that's a really good way of putting it. Herbal teas or herbal teas and fruit teas. It's my accent. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, the cultural crossover.
I'm only just learning. These are teas that are herbs or spices that have been dried, and they do have certain health benefits that you need to be aware of. They also have some negative effects, mostly having to do with possibly medications, but we'll talk a little bit about that. So herbal teas, infusions, or as they're called in France, tisanes, these are all teas that aren't, they're ersatz teas.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So,
okay. So we have some ersatz teas here, do we?
We do.
All right. What do we have?
So I've brought in a chamomile, which is pretty run of the mill. I feel a lot of us have probably
experienced a lot of people have had chamomile tea.
Yeah. Chamomile tea is originally chamomile came from Croatia, and still the best quality chamomile does come from Croatia, which is, of course, the tea that Clement and Picot carries. Ours is from Croatia. And when you're looking at chamomile tea, what you want to see are full flower heads.
Okay.
You don't want to see any dust. You don't want to see any stems. You want to see a nice dried flower. So that's what we have here. Some of them have some petal attached to them. You can kind of see that. And the benefit associated with chamomile is, of course, that it's a relaxing tea.
Yes.
I wasn't sure. I wasn't a great believer in it. I only kind of got into herbal teas about a year ago myself, and that was because of chamomile. I was having trouble sleeping, and so I thought, all right, let's try it. I'm selling it. I'm going to start being a taker.
Well?
And it works.
Really?
I am not kidding. It knocks me out. I don't take it every night, but if I'm just feeling like I've got a big day tomorrow, I need to, something's on, and I just want to be ready for it, I drink a cup of chamomile.
It's quite pungent, isn't
it? Yeah, it is. It does have kind of a ragweedy smell. There is something about it. I wouldn't be wild about that smell, but yeah. I think it's lovely, especially if you can get your hands on some dried lavender and just a sprinkle of that in with the boiling water. It kind of cuts that weediness of the chamomile.
Okay.
But yeah, it's great and it does work.
Okay, that is a popular tea and lots of people will have tried it maybe before bed. What are the other three teas we have?
So that one that looks like a bunch of chopped up bark is, in fact, ginger spice tea.
Okay.
Now, that's a great tea for this time of year, especially on a day like this. It is freezing and the ginger spice, ginger itself is so warming. It's such a great tea because it really brings the heat. This one actually has cardamom pod in it, and ginger is very good for nausea.
Okay.
Pregnant women who are suffering with morning sickness. Again, we should probably jump in here and say, I am not a medical professional, so if you're having real problems, go to your doctor.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, I personally, I use ginger myself, like ginger chews, that kind of thing, before I get on a flight. I'm not a great flyer. And I just find it's very settling to the stomach. So here, you try this.
You've poured into a little...
Yeah, so I have a cupping set, a tea cupping set here with me. And it's got a lovely heat feel on your throat.
Oh, it's like there's that clip on TikTok of Garen Music, that fella from the, I don't know where he's at, Garen Noon, where he says it smells like Christmas.
Yeah.
It does smell like Christmas,
that cup of tea. Totally.
Yeah, it's the ginger.
Yeah. It's really popular and it's a great one too for...
It's cozy tea.
Yes. When you need a warm up and it's after 4 o'clock and you don't want to do any more caffeine, this is great because it's something to get in you and you don't have to worry about being up all night with it.
What's next?
So the next one here we have, now this could be divisive. This is licorice tea.
I love licorice.
Okay, fantastic. We're in.
Absolutely love it.
So this licorice, and you're going to smell it before anything. Licorice is a great one if you're not feeling your best. Maybe your throat's getting a bit raw.
Oh, that's a great smell.
Yeah, it's lovely and sweet, and it has a great coating property. Like Throat Coat is a tea that's on the market.
Oh, the taste. That is so good. Yeah, I love that tea.
It's lovely. And it's also great if you're dieting or trying to avoid sugar because it's got that sweet hit.
Yeah, it does.
And it kind of tames the sugar cravings.
Is that good for us?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Licorice tea is great. Now, the thing you have to be aware of about licorice tea is if you're on any kind of high like blood pressure medication. Now, it is one of those things. Naturally, licorice root can kind of interfere with that medication.
Oh, right, okay.
An occasional cup is fine. But if you're several cups a day, dial it back.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. So that's a treat, that one. That's a good one.
That is really good. I really enjoyed that. Yeah. So what's our last?
Our last tea here, we're gonna go in the opposite direction. This is a very down the country tea. This is nettle.
Oh, right.
Now, nettle.
Where's the nettle from there that's in this?
This particular nettle, even though it is abundant in Ireland, this is actually from Germany. This is German nettle. Now, that's quite dark. It's been steeping for a minute. And the thing about nettle, it's
it does smell like it.
Green. Like it's very vegetal. And the thing that...
It smells like day old cut grass. Not freshly cut, but maybe a day. It's been sitting there for a day.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's got that too. I mean, there's nothing in there except dried nettle. That's all that is. Yeah. It's not a blend with anything else. But nettle's really great, especially for menopausal women who are going through hot flushes. They've been doing studies recently on nettle, and apparently it's quite calming for hot flashes or night sweats. Nettle's also good. It's an antibacterial, antimicrobial. So, and it seems to be quite good as well for skin conditions, mild eczema, that kind of thing.
Well, I'm not a menopausal woman, but
that is a nice
I'm unlikely to be.
Never say never.
Never say never. That is a nice cup of tea, and it's kind of more flavoursome than you'd imagine if you just said there's just going to be some dried nettle in this.
Absolutely,
cup of hot water.
It's you can make soup out of it, you can make tea out of it, but it's lovely.
I'm going for another mouthful of
the get that licorice.
Absolutely
in there.
Delicious. Jenna, thanks a million for popping into us.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Jenna Logan is the resident tea sommelier at Clement & Picot, where you can taste all of these teas and a whole lot more besides.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.